So my name is Trish Garrity. I'm a junior in CIS, and I study International Relations and African Studies, and I'm from Long Island, New York.
Awesome. So why don't you tell us about how you got involved in TED, what it means to you, how it all gets started, just the origins.
Origins of TEDxBU?
Yes.
Okay. So it started last year. The two girls who did it last year, Lauren Prince and Bruna Maya, both have been huge TEDsters for a long time. Lauren is actually a member of TED, and that's a whole process in and of itself. And they got together and they said, hey, like, what if we did a TEDxBU? Like, you know, you watch the videos from like TEDx Paris and TEDx Sydney and TEDx Tokyo, like all these amazing places, but like, why can't it be a college university that does it? Like, why not? So within a month, they put together the entire conference, and it was incredible, and I actually got to speak, so that was really amazing. And that was, I guess, when my first interaction with TEDxBU happened, when I actually spoke and getting on stage, and I actually don't remember a word of what I said. I just was looking around with bright lights and talking and gesturing, and hopefully it was about art and coming together and realizing your inner humanity, but who knows? So that was last year, and then at the end of the conference, the two girls came up to me and another speaker and said, hey, you got to keep this going. Like, keep this going. This has to be a tradition. These ideas, they need to keep coming to you. They need to keep being shared. So then three of us got together, and we started messaging each other on Facebook and being like, hey, you know, so who are you? I don't really know you, but we're going to be doing this together. Let's talk. And I was actually abroad this summer, and the first conversation we had, Riley was, I mean, Jean said this in his closing, but Jean was in Boston or New York, I forget, and Riley was in Arizona, I was in London, Raul was in Boston, Lauren was in D.C., Brew was in New York. Everyone was all over the place, but we got together on the phone and talked about how we really want to keep this going. And the three of us for the past 7 months have been living and breathing TED, and it's been a really incredible experience putting this together. And finally, now that it's done, it's very unsettling, to be frank, to not know what to do. But I'm so blown away with what happened here today. So I couldn't ask for a better result.
Definitely. So this kind of event, like spreading of ideas, seems really conducive mm-hmm. to a college atmosphere. Yes. So why do you think like BU really, really needs this kind of event?
When I first came to BU, what really blowed me away was that everyone I talked to had this thing about them. You know, oh, well, I actually did this thing when I was in high school, and I did XXX, and you're like, what? You traveled there? You've done this? Like, you think, what? And that was what I really loved about BU. And then over time, I mean, I'm a junior, so the past 3 years, I keep meeting new people. I keep hearing all these different ideas from professors, from all sorts of people, and just different mediums that I'm being exposed to. And I just think it's incredible to have a forum where those ideas can happen. They can be pulled together. And yes, I mean, obviously not everyone who spoke today was a student. We had some alumni. We had some current students. We had professors. We really wanted to ignite this feeling at BU that there's so much to share. There's so much that can be spread. Why aren't we doing that? You know, it seems like everyone has their own blog these days. Everyone has their own Twitter. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's so much that can be learned by just sitting down and talking to someone. And I feel like today it was, 300 of us, hopefully, sitting down and talking about all sorts of things. And I hope that keeps going.
Right. And how did you assemble that panel of speakers? Like, how did you decide what ideas are the most worth spreading?
Well, every idea is worth spreading. I firmly believe that if you believe something, then you got to talk about it. You got to spread it. However you see fit, and TED is really a mode to do that, especially at TEDx, and especially one at a college campus. So we had a load of people apply. Every talk was different. Every talk was amazing. And what it really came down to was, what fits our theme? What do we feel is going to convey a different, but at the same time, equally twisted experience for however many people we wanted to attend? And we interviewed a lot of people. We got to sit down, and it was really almost like a very blessing experience that people wanted to share your ideas, and you almost feel a little creepy, like reading through someone's like really personal thought, but it was really amazing. Yeah.
And how did you choose the theme of Twisted Logic?
Okay. Twisted Logic. So Twisted Logic is actually a Coldplay song. I don't know if you know that, but we really like Coldplay. And we were at my house. We were sitting around. We were talking. Right? What, you know, last year's theme was to Epiphany and Beyond. You know, do we want to keep that? And we were like, you know, we kind of want something a bit more pushy. We argue a lot on our chair board. And we were like, we want people to do that. We want people to get excited, get angry, get inspired to really think about stuff. So Twisted Logic essentially is everyone has the capability of thought. But for innovation to happen, there needs to be some kind of difference. There needs to be someone who's like, all right, I see what you're thinking, and I actually think it might be like this. Now I'm going to talk to you about it, and I hope that I don't get ostracized. That deviant, that twist of accepted convention, that's what we want to bring to the stage today. And I think our speakers did an absolutely phenomenal job. You know, I was running around a lot, but every now and again, I just stop and look at the stage, and no matter who was speaking, I was just so blown away. And from the few audience members I've had the opportunity to talk to, it sounds like they felt the same. So keep twisting and, you know, keep sharing. You can't stop, you know.
Right. Like, how do you want people to, like, go beyond the talk and kind of instigate action? Whoa. Like, how are you going to – how do you hope they inspire this action?
Okay. So there's a line from one of my favorite songs that says, "The revolution stops if you walk on by." And I really believe that. Like, if you see something and if you think something that really you take stock in, then you have to say it. You can – I don't care if you tweet it. I don't care if you blog it. I don't care if you chalk it. I'm a big fan of chalk. Or you paint it. You just, you know, get it out of you somehow. I mean, if you're starting an organization, if you're – if you feel pulled to do something, then you should do it. And I mean, I think especially at a college campus, we're constantly being pulled in different directions. And I hope people just take the initiative to, I don't know, apply next year to speak or attend or, you know, get on the TED blog and be like, yo, I just went to TEDxBU and this is what's up. Anything. And even if it's just going home and like sitting on your bed and talking to your roommate and saying, so I've been thinking about this recently. I have a whiteboard in my room and I have like these theories that I write up on there. And a few of my friends, when I recommend, they're like, oh, what's this? And I love it. Because I'm like, oh, you want to hear about that? Because I can totally tell you about it. And I hope people are just more open to spread ideas, that to argue, to disagree, to get it going, just to keep going, keep sharing. Don't stop. Hopefully. That's what I hope people will do.